Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Friday, November 12th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. A friend of mine sent me a video of clips from Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was the founder of Apple. He died, sadly, I think at age 57 from pancreatic cancer. And he had some really important lessons to share about life. And as I was watching this composite clip, and I had not seen most of what was on this video, the very last thing is a commencement speech that Jobs gave to a graduating class from a university. Although all of it is inspiring, absolutely all of it, from the first sentence to the end, something in particular struck me. And it was him talking about making sure you love what you do. I'll go into it a little bit, but what I want to say is that, you know, he was a genius in his own world, right? In the world of technology. And he had a vision, and he accomplished that vision. And that's really what he spoke about. And what it triggered in me was, you know, I'm always mixing the metaphysical and the physical, right? I'm always trying to bring the two sides of the brain together. And in the metaphysical world, in the world of spirituality, there is a message that is repeatedly brought forth, shall I say? And that message is that there are only two ways to achieve an outcome. One is unwavering focus, and one is extreme passion. And the example that's given is the mother who's able to lift a car because her child is trapped under the wheel. It defies the laws of physics. It defies what her strength should enable her to do. But in the passion of the moment, she is so extraordinarily energized to act in a very brief period of time in a way that surpasses what would otherwise be possible. That's one way. And the other way is uninterrupted focus. Uninterrupted focus. You put your mind on something and you don't let it go until you've accomplished your goal. Whether it's 5 minutes, 5 years, 5 decades, it doesn't matter. It becomes your singular focus. The reason that all of that came to mind was that Steve Jobs, in essence, said something very similar. He said, when you have something you love, when you want to do something that you're so driven to do, that it's like having a love for that thing. It's that drive that keeps you going when other people would otherwise quit. So what he says is a sane person stops at some point when things are just too adverse. But someone who feels driven, someone who has a mission, someone who feels they have purpose, who wants to accomplish something very specific, those people don't give up. They're in essence not sane. They're driven to accomplish. And they are the people who accomplish great things in life. They are the people we talk about as either heroes or as inventors or as extraordinary people in whatever field they're in. I think what all of that caused me to put together and conclude is that true leaders, leaders who take us where we want to go and leaders who take us where we don't want to go, leaders who have moved great masses of people, or at least the consciousness of great masses of people throughout history, are individuals who had a vision. And that vision within them was unwavering. And I know how that works because I was 33 years old when I went to law school, older than clearly the average bear. I was 33 years old. And I wasn't certain whether or not I could handle it because I had been out of school for quite a while. So I set my mind with unwavering focus that I was going to get through law school. And for that first year, what I'm going to tell you, you can take literally. I didn't eat in a restaurant. I didn't see a movie. I didn't go anywhere with anyone, because the failure rate at law school in 1L first year is 40%. 40% don't make it the end of the first year. I didn't want to be in that statistic. And so I did nothing but go to school and study for a year. Once I had gotten through that year, I had a lot more confidence that I could handle the workload, and obviously went on to graduate law school and subsequently practice law. But my point is, nothing deterred me. People asked me to meet them for dinner. People wanted me to go to the movies with them. People wanted to get together with me. I said no. I said no to everything and anything that didn't support me getting through that first year of law school. That was the kind of unwavering focus that Steve Jobs was talking about. Now, hopefully, that kind of focus comes with a love or a passion for something good, whether it's good for you individually or it's good for many people. But there's the opposite too, right? There are the Hitlers of the world who had an unwavering focus and were passionate about what they were doing too. So I asked myself, if what we need is leadership, and I think we do, I think we need it in this country for sure, what is it that we should be looking for in a leader? Well, I think we should be looking for someone with a vision for sure. Someone who can articulate that vision, someone who's been unwavering about that vision, and someone whose life is indicative of that vision. I also think we should be questioning the integrity of that vision and the usefulness, and at what level of consciousness is that vision? Because we need a lot of systems to replace the systems that have broken down. We need new paths to be forged. We need new ideas. We need to almost reconstruct the nation, because we have been ripped to shreds in the last decade and divided amongst ourselves. I think there's a message here, both personally, but also there's a larger message. The personal message is, if you want to be a leader in your own life, you need to know where it is you want to go, and you need to put your mind and your heart on that destination. And in many ways, you need not to waver, because I think the only reason most people don't accomplish the dreams they have for themselves is that they don't come at them prepared to make the sacrifice that that kind of focus and that kind of passionate investment requires. The larger message is, we should be really circumspect. We should be very thoughtful about who we select as leaders going forward, because we need a new kind of leader. We need a leader not only with a vision, but we need a leader with ethics. We need a leader with morals. We've had bits and pieces, right? We've had smart people. We had Bill Clinton. He was president. He's a smart guy. He had no morals, and his ethics were equally as questionable. We had Barack Obama, who seemed to have the ethics and the morals, but we never questioned his vision. We didn't ask where he had been, because had we asked where he had been, we would have seen that he had been traveling the road of socialism, which is where we are now, thanks in no small part to him and his legacy, now being played out in the Biden administration with the same people who supported the vision in the Obama administration. We have had people who have the vision, but don't have the ethics and the morals. And I don't think we can afford to go there anymore. I think what we've seen is that gets us only partially where we want to go. And while I used to think that, you know, who a president is behind closed doors doesn't concern me, what matters is his policies or her policies, and I say her optimistically, I no longer feel that way. I think it very much matters who the president is behind closed doors. I do. I think it very much matters. I think it matters that Lyndon Johnson was a foul-mouthed, condescending, arrogant SOB, as people used to say. I think that matters. I think it matters that Donald Trump, in my opinion, had good policies, but had a very bad way of expressing himself and a very childish way of needing to get even. Trump is not the only example of a leader that we've had who lacked integrity. I mean, the head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, was a despicable human being. And as I just said, Bill Clinton was immoral and unethical. I think we not only need to look at and question those people running for political office in the future about their policies, but about something a little deeper, about who they are, about where they've been, about what they want to bring to the table, and of course, yes, what their vision is. I know that we're hurting for leadership, and I know that if that hurt and that need exists for just a little too long, we'll be a little too desperate, and we'll cling to someone who is all shiny on the outside, but pretty dark on the inside. And that's not where we want to go. Let's take a play from Steve Jobs' playbook. Love what you want to do. Focus on what you want to do. Have your desire to be of service and help others be what you do. And you'll become a leader in your own life, and maybe we'll get a little better at picking those leaders who we want to lead us through the future. Thanks for listening. I'm Carol Gold. I'll be back here again on Monday. And until then, by all means, think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.